Jackson, who didn't receive a rose, but the ultimate consolation prize, you get to chat to us. Good morning.
Oh, I tell you what, that makes my morning better, guys. Thanks for having me on.
Now, mate, I want to know, are you heartbroken you didn't get a rose? Did you fall in love with Angie?
Listen, I was building a solid connection, but I just think that I wish I could have had a couple more dates with her because, you know, unlike the other three that are now remaining, I only got one date. They had two. And I think, you know, because mine was at the start of the experience, I think maybe that's why I could just struggle to verbalise those words to come out of my mouth.
Now, I'm going to say something really controversial here. I think it should have been Carlin, not you. And I've said this all along. I think he's a snake in the grass. And as much as I didn't agree with Jesse and what he said on the show, I believe that Carlin did make those comments that he's gunning for The Bachelor 2020. What has been your take on Carlin behind the scenes? And do you think he said it?
Well, the thing about the show is that we've got to live with these guys, you know, and I was with, I ended up living with Carlin for 7 weeks, and, you know, you could normally see cracks in people, you know, and not everyone can be on all the time, but with Carlin, I didn't see it, you know, I just thought he was just a genuine bloke, and yeah, maybe he did have an acting career, or he was aspiring to be an actor in his early days, but really, just because you do a couple of TV ads and a feature film, doesn't really you know, garnish or generate you an Oscar-worthy performance. And I just think that, you know, for him to be so vulnerable with Angie, that looks like genuine truth.
Oh, I feel bad for saying that now.
Yeah,
I know. I feel, okay, I'm totally Team Carlin now. But let's talk about last night's episode because your dad went pretty hardcore at Angie. How did he feel about how he was portrayed on the show?
Well, my dad's overseas at the moment, so he had to kind of watch through an external website. But, I did speak to him, and he goes, if he did have his time again, he probably would have been a bit more gentler because he definitely came across as quite a stern father. And you know what? I think everyone would be a little bit concerned if that was a future father-in-law. But I think, you know, if he would have had his time again, he probably would have shown a little bit more empathy to Angie because it is tough coming into someone's house on the first time, not knowing anyone else from a bar of soap and hoping to build a solid connection with the people that I really care about. But, you know, Dad, you know, if he had his time again, he probably would have been a little bit more softer. But he definitely didn't come across as the most gentle bloke.
Now, us guys can get really insecure, even though we pretend we don't. Do you get jealous when you see the other guys, the mates, the guys that you're living with, go on a date with the girl that you like?
Yeah, that's one of the most strange things. At the start, when there's 20 blokes, you're all rooting for each other, saying, oh, good work, mate. You came back from the date. You looked very happy. How did it go? I'm glad it went well. And then as you start to develop feelings for Angie, you start to get a bit frosty. They get picked on a date and you go, well, fuck this bloke. I don't want to speak to him for the next date. I don't want to hear about his date. And it's quite a bit of a shift in your mentality. And that's exactly how I felt. You know, heading into hometowns, I didn't want to bar of what other blokes were telling me how good their connection was with Angie. I just wanted to focus on mine myself.
Now, since the show has wrapped up, have you found love? Is there a Mrs. Garlow Pies in the making?
No, really, to be honest. I had to have a bit of a detox. You know, it's a bit of a roller coaster, the show. And I actually just got back from a family holiday overseas. And one thing that, you know, really cheers me up is being with my family and also having a few bevvies overseas. And I definitely did that. So, you know, I haven't had time. I'm just hoping that maybe a girl that I can fall in love with just crosses my path one day. And I can make it happen.
Now, obviously, you got a lot of exposure for the family business last night. Just quickly before we wrap this up, are we going to see a dirty street pie as the next Garlow's Pies?
Well, I think we might have to. You know, a dirty street pie, I don't know how we're going to have to do it. We might have to just kind of roll it down King's Cross Road or something like that, just so that we can dirty it up a little bit. I'll throw some, you know, if it's a dog's eye, I'll throw some dead horse on top. But maybe we might have to.
Lorena, I'm sure, is always looking for an endorsement deal. I'm sure she'll stand in front of a promotional pick. Thank you so much for joining us, Jackson.
Thank you so much for having me, guys. Thank you.
Thanks, bro.
Awesome.
See you, mate.
Thank you.
See ya.